Chapter 30. You shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be a cubit, and its breadth a cubit. It shall be square, and its height shall be 2 cubits. Its horn shall be of 1 piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, the top of it, the sides of it round it, and its horns. And you shall make a gold molding around it. You shall make 2 golden rings for it under its molding, on its 2 ribs. On its 2 sides you shall make them, and they shall be for places, for poles with which to bear it. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn incense of sweet spices on it every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn it. When Aaron lights the lamps at evening, he shall burn it. A perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense on it, nor burnt offering, nor meal offering, and you shall pour no drink offering on it. Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once in the year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in the year he shall make atonement for it throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, When you take a census of the children of Israel, according to those who are numbered among them, then each man shall give a ransom for his soul to the Lord, when you number him, that there be no plague among them when you number them. They shall give this, everyone who passes over to those who are numbered, 1/2 shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs. 1/2 shekel for an offering to the Lord. Everyone who passes over to those who are numbered, from 20 years old and upward, shall give the offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than 1/2 shekel, when they give the offering of the Lord, to make atonement for your souls. You shall take the atonement money from the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord, to make atonement for your souls. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also make a basin of brass, and the base of it of brass, in which to wash. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in it. When they go into the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water that they not die, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet that they not die. It shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his descendants throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Also take fine spices, of liquid myrrh, 500 shekels, and of fragrant cinnamon 1/2 as much, even 250, and of fragrant cane 250, and of cassia 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. You shall make it a holy anointing oil, a perfume, compounded after the art of the perfumer, it shall be a holy anointing oil. You shall use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the table and all its articles, the lampstand and its accessories, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offerings with all its utensils, and the basin with its base. You shall sanctify them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy. You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, neither shall you make any like it. According to its composition, it is holy. It shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it on a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. The Lord said to Moses, Take to yourself sweet spices, gum resin, and onycha, and galbanum, sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be an equal weight, and you shall make incense of it, a perfume after the art of the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very small, and put some of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be to you most holy. The incense which you shall make, according to its composition, you shall not make for yourselves. It shall be to you holy for the Lord. Whoever shall make any like that to smell of it, he shall be cut off from his people.